Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, everybody? This is a little treat. You're getting it free. Usually these are on Patreon, but we wanted to give you a taste of what you can get at patreon.com/Josta. It's the Running Man episode of the podcast. Is this your favorite Arnold movie?
No, I'm a big fan of Predator.
Yeah, I think Predator, yeah. Total Recall. But this, dude, this one is up there.
Yeah, I mean, this one's great. Yeah, I don't know. I think Predator, what else? Conan. You know, I'm a fan of old young Arnold.
Yeah, same. Conan is great. Don't get me wrong. I just wish it was more like the comics. But Total Recall. Yeah, Conan is probably second. Total Recall and Predator are tied for number one.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to do both of those, but today we're doing the Running Man. Who's on today's with us?
I think it's just Howard and Charlie.
Howard Jones, Charlie Belmore. If you like it, sign up for patreon.com/Jostin. I want to give a big shout out and thanks to everybody who's supported my Cameo. Today's episode is brought to you by Cameo. I will be reactivating it this week. It's just been crazy with the Memorial Day weekend and we're trying to move, get the new podcast set up going, painting it, scraping the old paint off. I mean, it's just been insane, but we appreciate everybody at Cameo and all the people who have wanted shout outs, pep talks, messages to their spouse or to their dad or to their mom or to their kid. You know, Father's Day is coming up, right? What do you remember what day Father's Day is?
No.
Okay. Well, you can shout me out over there at cameo.com/Josta. That's cameo.com/Josta. Use the promo code Jamie10. And I think the promo code will work for D Snyder's Cameo. It might work for Randy's Cameo and it might work for Sebastian Bach. I got to find out, but
you guys have to like hook that up between each other.
I think we do, but let me know who you want to get a Cameo from. And I'll try to get my Jamie10 coupon code to work for that person's Cameo. It shouldn't be too hard and we can save some Josta Show listeners a couple bucks. You know, if we can do that, we want to do that. But let's give a big shout out to Robert Mishka. The Rift Finder General from Hatley, Wisconsin. That's a big shout out from Jesse. And thank you so much, Robert, for all your support. Robert Mishka over in Hatley, Wisconsin. Hopefully I'm not butchering your last name, Rob. Also, Chris and Stephanie Aspicia from Pinson, Tennessee. Thank you so much to Chris and Stephanie. They are going to be thanked in the upcoming And Josta For All album, which you can get your name in the thanks list and you can help fund the album over at martyrstore.net. So big thanks to Chris and Stephanie. Also, Darag Courtney. Damn, you Australian names. Or is that an Irish name? Darag? D-A-R-R-A-G-H.
Yeah, it seems Irish.
But they're from Hazelbrook, New South Wales, Australia. Big shout out to Darag. I'm butchering the name. Darag. Let me know how you pronounce it and I'll give you another shout out. Also, Hanging with Monster podcast, another supporter of the new And Josta For All record, which you can hear songs from already at patreon.com/Josta. But big thanks to Robert, Chris, Stephanie, Darag, and Hanging with Monster podcast. This is for you.
Thank you.
Thanks again. If you've donated over at Venmo, it is Jamie Josta, JAMEYJASTA. Don't forget the EY Buster. $ Jamie Josta on Cash App. And then paypal.me/Josta if you like what you hear and you want to hear more, or you want to get a shout out or a friend's shout out on the podcast. Or if you want to get a care package, donate anything above $20 if you're living in the US of A. Otherwise, any amount will get you a shout out, you or your friend or your podcast or your band or your release, whatever you want. And I like that Believe You Me merch you got there. We got this merch. I need one of those.
New merch just came out. BYMmerch.com.
No Lewis like on the bottom of the shirt, like real small.
No, it's just the logo of the show. We got other designs up there too.
All right, I'm gonna have to check it out. Shout out to Bisping. One of these days we'll get Bisping on the show. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm heading out to Vegas next week to go hang out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I got some people you should hit up while you're out there.
Hell yeah.
I'll let you know. We'll have to talk about that the podcast. All right, listen, and no, it's nothing sketchy. All right, get your minds out of the gutter.
It might be, today, but.
You know, while you're out there, get with Indie Merch, because they're bringing today's podcast and they'll hook you up with some Cannibal Corpse gear in person. No, they're not in Vegas, but we love IndieMerchStore.com. Use the promo code JOSTA10. And right now, there's so many good deals over there. Brian's favorite.
You know, we got some Zach Sabbath gear. We got, what else we got? We got Amigo the Devil gear. All sorts of JOSTA buddies gear up there.
Yeah, we got Kingdom of Sorrow shirts up there now. We got Josta Show podcast shirts. We even have a Rawhead Rex Josta collab, which any fans, we should put that one out next. The movie podcast we do one for
Skip the Line.
Yeah, we might have to, just for those people who really need to see that film and fucking waste an hour of their life. No, I don't want to say that. Anyways, indiemerchstore.com/Josta. is my curated page, and you can also check out indiemerchstore.com. Use the code JOSTA10 for 10% off your order. Well, who else do we got to shout out? Who else is bringing us today's episode?
We got Fucking Good Soap bringing us today's episode.
Dude, everybody's raving about Fucking Good Soap. I think about any of our sponsors, this is probably the most I've ever been tagged in with posts where people are just genuinely blown away at how awesome the soap is. So it's true. The name is very accurate. It's Fucking Good Soap.
Yeah, man. I got a bunch of them open right now.
Go to fuckinggoodsoap.com. Use the promo code JOSTA. Give them a follow at Fucking Good Soap on Instagram. Tell them JOSTA sent you. And save some money on those bars of soap and on their balm, their face
body
scrub.
Butter.
Oh, the body butter. Get that ass correct, son. Grease that ass up with some fucking good grease. They got fuckinggoodgrease.com. Someone's going to buy that. Make sure you use my promo code fuckinggoodsoap.com. Use the promo code JOSTA. I think it's the promo code JOSTA. I'm pretty sure it is.
It is promo code JOSTA. We also have to thank IP Vanish for keeping us safe on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Especially you're watching UFC this weekend. If you're out of state, you're out of country. Actually, we got to be careful with that one. If you're watching the Floyd, Logan Paul, what is it? An exposition? What do they call that?
They got
exhibition?
A presser coming up soon, right? Yeah, exhibition. Is the fight soon? I'm not even paying attention.
I think it's soon. It's at the Bitcoin
dude,
conference.
I saw some footage. They put Jake Paul's jab up against Floyd Mayweather's jab, and it's not like, holy shit. Like, Jake Paul is like a regular person, and Floyd Mayweather is firing rockets. It's just
like that. 10 times the speed.
Oh my God. It was so crazy. He's going to murder this dude.
It's going to be like a clinch fest because he's going to get peppered up and then panic. And yeah. I don't know. Or it's going to be horrible for boxing. And no, you know what? How is it a win for Floyd? Because if he wins, everybody goes, oh, we know he's going to win. If he loses, we go, well, he lost because he's old and, you know, other stuff's going on in his life. He didn't really train. He didn't take it seriously. I don't know.
10 million guarantee will get anybody to. Fuck it. I'll fight anybody for 10 mil.
Are they paying him in Bitcoin?
I don't even know, man. But I know he's getting a good chunk of money to beat up a YouTuber.
Hey. Oh, well. All right. Lastly, but certainly not least, big thanks to Rebel 8. Go to rebel8.com. Use the promo code JJ20. This is the dopest streetwear brand on the block. You've seen me rock it. You've seen the collabs with Slipknot, Terror, Slayer. You know it sells out quick. All the stuff is limited nowadays. So you're gonna need to grab your size quick. And if you want to save that 20%, go to rebel8.com. Use the promo code JJ20. This is the only podcast giving you 20% off one of the most iconic brands in the streetwear biz. Big shout out to Josh D. and the whole Rebel 8 crew. Go to rebel8.com. Use the promo code JJ20 and save 20% off. Give them a follow on Instagram at Rebel 8. And we got the movie podcast. Howard Jones, Charlie Belfort, Vitor Belfort. Imagine if we got Vitor Belfort on the music podcast.
Oh, man.
On the movie podcast. Jeez, my brain is shot. I need some yo kratom or whatever the fuck is it. What is that shit? No, all right. Careful. We're on YouTube. Listen, like, subscribe, hit the bell on YouTube. Get us to 18K likes if you would, or subs or whatever it is.
We'll put out the Rawhead Rex episode.
And we'll put out the Rawhead Rex episode. There you go. I like your style, Brian. All right. Check it out. Running Man. Here's the movie podcast. How awesome is this? Enjoy the show.
How awesome? How awesome? How awesome is this podcast?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. This is episode 9, I think, of How Awesome Is This Podcast. As always, I'm joined by Howard Jones and Charlie Belmore, Brian McKay. Fuck, did I fuck it up again?
No, man, this time you killed it.
On the ones and twos, or the whatever, the space bar and the hard return. Shout out to our patrons here who are joining us, who are getting all in here right now. We got Jack Flanders, the Pit Commander. We got Jonathan Metis. We got Ryan Levson, Matt Ammerhine. Am I getting that right, Matt? Single YID. Shout out to D. Mark Tags in the house. Brian Underkoffler, as always. Thank you guys for joining us. We are going to discuss another great film, a film that is so batshit crazy. It should really go down in the halls of complete awesomeness. We don't even have to get to the end of this to tell you that this movie is so fucking awesome. I'm talking about The Running Man, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's in a toilet. Basically, the film is set now in America.
It's set in the future 4 years ago.
Yes, 2017, right?
Yep.
And he ends up on a game show. He's a helicopter pilot. He ends up on a game show with prisoners that must run to freedom to avoid a brutal death, having been made a scapegoat by the government. He plays the character Ben Richards, which that in itself was so great. They're like, what are we going to name him? Instead of having it be like, you know, I don't know, what's a good German name or a good Austrian name?
They never try that.
Nah.
Always American. Like, he grew up down the road.
Well, they didn't even have any exposition off to what his backstory was, right? Like, they were like, fuck it, we already did that in Commando.
No.
This was the beginning of like superpowered Arnold. So you didn't need the backstory.
No.
Yeah. We were already accepting. They were like, just give him a vehicle that, oh, well, you know what? Let's watch the trailer.
In the year 2017, an innocent accused of a crime has a choice.
He had to carry the beam.
Prime time.
Sensation.
Yeah, he had to carry something.
I want him.
He must pay or play the running man.
On your mark.
I'll be back.
Go!
The highest rated TV show in history.
Guess they want us to stay.
It's a game between life and death.
Can you lift?
Arnold Schwarzenegger is the running man. He's playing for a prize. The prize is his life.
How about the life?
The running man.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
You know what's wait, I just forgot. I just had a brain fart. What's the game show host name?
Richard Dawson.
How do they not mention him?
Yeah, because he was Family Feud, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was huge. And I will say, probably the best part of this movie. I mean, he was killing it.
Oh, well, yeah, he's fantastic.
He was great because he just played himself. That's just who he is.
100%.
I'm assuming he's not that much of a dick.
No, there's a whole Reddit page. Maybe Brian can pull.
There's a Reddit page about Running Man is a documentary.
Oh, you know they tried to Me Too Richard Dawson, right? Because he was like slapping him on the ass, like, "Hey, honey, come," right? And he was kissing him on the trying to kiss him on the lips.
He was notorious on Family Feud for just he just kissed too many women, whether they
allegedly we have to say, right?
And Bob Barker too. They were both fucking perverts.
Oh yeah, I knew one of Bob Barker's beauties. She was mad cool. I was trying to get her to dish the dirt. But she actually, I think she was kind of like a Bob Barker ride or die. Like, I don't think she wanted, I think the gig was like, there was perks to the gig. It was like, you know, you get like guest list, you get tickets, shit. Yeah. We'll leave it at that. Anyways.
Is it amazing?
I feel like I knew this story, and it's the fact is this has already taken a turn and we're 5 minutes in.
Yeah. What happens on Patreon stays on Patreon, but just in case this ever does come out for the broader public at some point, like sometimes we let them out like down the line. Yeah, we just got to be careful. So this movie was directed by Paul Michael Glazer. The screenplay was by Stephen E. D'Souza, who of course
it's Stephen King novella. Yeah.
Yeah, and so Stephen King was writing under the pseudonym of, what was it, Richard Bachman?
Yeah.
Which, it's so great. Like, that's just a cool little side note that he wrote this book. He's like, I don't even have to put my real name on this shit. He's like, this is just easy peasy for me. This was like his guilty pleasure book.
Has anybody read like the book? Guy. Is it good?
I don't know, but I almost bought it on eBay today, like for $9. And along with the jacket that I wanted to buy Howard, that maybe Brian can screen share with. Like, I always look for movie props, especially on the movies that we're doing, because my goal is to one day have one of the props to give to Howard, like before we record the show.
Oh, dude. Man.
Look at that.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. So if that was worn by Sven, was Sven rocking that in the movie? Who was rocking that?
I don't know.
So let's get into the plot here, right? Because I love that there's no exposition, there's no explanation like why or how Arnold became this helicopter, his character Ben Richards became this helicopter pilot, right?
No explanation.
Yeah. And he's told to, you know, shoot at this crowd, which I was like, oh man, this is crazy. They're starting out with a fucking false flag. And right? Like, this is crazy. Like, they're saying shoot the crowd. He's like, no. And it escalates so quickly in the helicopter.
And he kept control pretty well for fighting four dudes.
And who was flying the helicopter?
It's autopilot. It's fine.
And then I love how they magically had footage from like outside of the helicopter.
Yeah. I thought that immediately when she, because later on when she found the tapes, I'm like, there's that footage again.
Yeah. We'll get to that part.
I also feel like this was the beginning of like Arnold just like making weird noises. Like that, like it hadn't happened yet much. Like he was like still trying to be tough in Predator and shit.
Yeah, right. He started adding some flavor to his pain.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they're like, we need you to express more emotion. We need you to have, like, these vocalizations. They don't have to be words, but they could just, you know, tell a story.
I would love to hear a mega cut of every time he makes that ow noise and then every time Stallone goes in a movie. It'd be 2 hours long of just those noises.
Yeah, and mash it up.
So many of them.
mash it up and make it a hybrid.
Oh.
And so basically the movie is really about what is happening right now. The government is pacifying the populace, literally hypnotizing them with this show, bringing back capital punishment, right? Because we've been hearing about this in the news. There's so many scary similarities.
A little bit.
I mean, it's crazy. Like the fake news shit, totally. But in the show, these stalkers that chase the runners, right? That I was like, this is never not a great premise. Like any movie that's had this type of premise is always entertaining. Yep. And
oh yeah. Was anybody else shocked it took 45 minutes for them to get to the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in my mind, I'm like, this, it's like 11 minutes and they're playing this game, and then like the airport thing, and then this, and then the entire lead up, like where they had the dancing girls and they were that was 10 minutes. Like yeah, that whole part.
It was like watching one of the Rocky movies where they had all the dancers and everything, like get to the fight.
Yeah.
You know, Paula Abdul actually did the choreography for those dancers.
I could definitely tell. Oh, I had no idea.
And do you remember Paula's biggest hit?
What, Straight Up?
Straight Up Now Tell Me.
Oh no, Straight Up.
Straight Up Now Tell Me, Do You Really Want to Love Me Forever? And let me tell you, I love Maria Conchita Alonso. I wanted to say it like Jose from Sirius would say it. Maria Conchita Alonso. Dude, let's just say that I was a little hot under the collar while watching this, because I had it on the iPad in the bed, and I was like, I might have to hit the bathroom and take care of it. I mean, Maria.
Wow.
So fine. And I know you were hating on Ray Dawn, which everybody is like, pronounces like Radon, like I just had my best basement tested for. Like a guy came with like a like a meter.
I loved that she was working out in her panties, and she put the entire workout setup in front of her TV. Like that was a choice she made.
No sense. It was a glorious disaster on so many levels.
And then I love that Arnold like insisted to do the same thing, the same exact scene in the same apartment with Sharon Stone for Total Recall.
Oh yeah. And speaking of in this apartment, he sneaks up here and it's like, don't hurt me. I'm not gonna hurt you. And he does the rapiest things. He throws her on the bed, his hands on her
mouth.
Her up. She's tied up in an axe. Yeah, dude.
Every producer, you know, was saying this doesn't work. And they're like, and then you probably had the writer going, yeah, but how else are we going to get him turned in? Like there was no backup plan. There was nothing. Like he didn't have like her aunt or her daughter or her mother or a family member, her sister. He didn't have anything to say like, yo, be cool at the airport. Otherwise, this is going to happen to you. So I don't know if it was done on purpose, just because they were like, anybody who's really paying attention is going to be like, oh shit, they got him. Well, we know that's how he has to become part of one of the runners, right? Because if she didn't snitch, I mean, that part was a bum out, right? She's a snitch, just like fucking Ray Dawn. I was like, wait a second. He's getting snitched out again?
It's future commando.
By the love interest again. I was like, this is crazy. So, but one of the weird things about the whole,
I'm also liking that in most Arnold movies, apparently love interests involve a kidnapping first.
Yeah. Yes.
That's true.
Even when he's the Terminator, Kyle Reese straight up kidnaps Sarah Connor. And then like, it's apparently very important for Arnold to kidnap a woman to fall in love.
It basically, I figured it out. Arnold is to movies what Whitesnake is to Love songs. It's just write the same song about love. Now don't get me wrong. That one track, we listened to it today, Charlie, right? That track is, oh my God, that shit is fire. That riff is straight fire. Just like you're going to have riffs in the movie. Like that's his riff. Like that's his breakdown riff that everybody heard is him not needing to explain where his accent comes from or needing to explain where his accent comes from.
It definitely has a Van Damme vibe when it comes to his accent. Not a good explanation going on.
You just shouldn't explain it.
No, seriously. Let me say this. So the food riot was because people were in a line and they don't have enough food. That freaked me out because that shit's happening right now. Like there's bread lines in America right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So then they frame him and he ends up going to the refuge camp, right? And their leader, which this was so great, Mick Fleetwood and Dweezil Zappa are part of the resistance.
Crazy.
Oh, wait. No, sorry. I got ahead. First, they're in the camp with Yaphet Kotto, who I am obsessed with.
Is it Kotto or Kotto?
Kotto, Yaphet Kotto or Kotto? You say Kotto, I say Kotto.
Yours is.
He is a legend and one of the best. Like, he doesn't get his due as a character actor.
Oh, no, he's awesome.
He's incredible.
Also, but also, back in the day, your blackness was judged on Yaphet Kotto before Wesley Snipes came along.
Well, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with both Yaphet Kotto and Wesley Snipes. So one might say that I have a little bit of a fixation on the darkness. But okay. So Yaphet Kotto could have easily played Danny Glover's character. Could you imagine that in Lethal Weapon?
That would have been amazing.
I'm too old for this shit. Right? There's so many characters he could have played.
That'd be amazing.
And he would have killed it.
Yeah. But he was hard.
The other guy, I couldn't put my finger on who the other guy was reminding me of. Weiss, right? Let's look up that actor's name. The guy who plays Weiss is their other they're like the resistance fighters.
Yeah, they're the guys that escaped together.
Yeah, and I
the entire sub story of like we have to figure out a way to stop this game, I completely didn't care about. Just like, no, just keep playing the game. I don't care. I really don't care. No.
Oh, Martin J. McIntyre.
Martin J. McIntyre. I don't know what he did after this movie, Brian. If you could look at his IMDb, I really felt like this could have been a launching pad for him. Like maybe he had a bad agent, or maybe I don't know. Maybe he just wasn't good in auditions. You know how like some people are really good on.
He didn't run with it.
Yeah, his agent was not running shit. That is for sure. Because he would have got him in like Sherlock Holmes or something. Like he had that look. Like he could have done other shit.
Oh yeah.
Solid sidekick shit. The scene where the guy has to escape the camp, but they didn't turn the shit off. When I was a kid, I remember I was like, I couldn't believe I just saw someone's head get exploded. That blew my mind.
Oh yeah, it's like that was like the only mainstream head blow up you have seen since like Scanners.
Yeah.
Back in the day. So it blew everyone's mind. That came out. That was one of the reasons you saw that movie was for that head blow up.
For sure. Yeah. There was some shit in this that definitely made it like that, get that R rated. Like you could almost say like it could have there. If there's a director's cut out there, who knows? Maybe it was NC-17 or whatever. Right. Cause you got amputations, you got blood, violence, gore. You could tell they toned it down, like with the cutaway shots and shit.
Yeah.
But when they get to I love when they get to the resistance. That's the part I was talking about earlier with Mick Fleetwood, which a lot of people glossed over when the movie came out. Because they made him look older than he was. Like he wasn't that old then.
No, they fully whited him out.
Yeah, he was like, you notice how they bite somebody from every other movie in this movie, right? Like he was like, I guess you could say a mix between. Actually, no, he might have been a precursor to like Gandalf or whatever. I don't know what the look like. He was kind of wizardry a little bit.
Yeah, he definitely was sporting that look. He was kind of like Back to the Future. He kind of looked like Doc Brown in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Dweezil Zappa, who only gets one line in the film later on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys caught that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, it was kind of cool there, but you know they were focusing on him. But it's funny when I didn't know then. Like when I first saw it, I didn't know that was him.
And they call him Mick. His name is Mick in the movie. And he goes, yeah, you didn't help us when we needed you. You know, when they took all my songs and outlawed me from whatever. And I'm like, it's basically now. Like you can't do your job. Like and every like no matter where you put out your music, some fucking tech asshole or some fucking suit somewhere has to get a cut, right?
You turned the Running Man into the prophecy.
Dude, I turned the music the Running Man is basically about the music industry. So they basically need to get the whole point is to get the hijack the ICS broadcast network's uplink facilities, right? To expose that the news is lying.
I don't care. Just kill people.
Yeah, that's another one of Arnold's riffs. Is like, you're going to just be totally okay with me going from regular dude into just murderer.
I just love it. He would just be killing people and they're like, and it was almost like everybody in the cast had to remind themselves, oh, right, there's that other plot that nobody cares about the uplink thing. And it just, they just needed that to make the movie end.
Yeah.
That was all, the only reason.
Yeah, they didn't sew it together well.
I just love that the stalkers could easily, all of them could have had their own prequels made or episodic TV. Like I'm fully in, like I want to know how Sub-Zero, like take me to whichever country he was from and why. Like first of all, again with the diversity, Arnold so ahead of the game. I mean, you got Asians playing hockey. I didn't even know that existed.
I want to see that guy skate on those tiny little legs.
You don't want a Buzzsaw. What was his name?
Buzzsaw. Yeah.
Yeah, Buzzsaw.
AKA Stock Lesnar.
It's like, forget running with scissors, motorcycle with chainsaw. Yeah.
I mean,
come on.
And let's be honest. I mean, Jesse Ventura excluded because he always wins. But Dynamo is the best because it's very, very obvious. They just said you're going to sing opera because they didn't have to pay for the rights for that music.
We're just going to throw Mad Light Bright on your chest. I don't know.
Dude, I envisioned everybody who turned down each one of these roles. I was just envisioning that, like, that he was like Louis Anderson. I was trying to think of like other dudes at that time, like Dom DeLuise. Like Dom DeLuise as
Dom DeLuise.
I will say Arnold did really well in the wrestling sequences. We'll get to that, you know, with Jesse Ventura. He did really well. Like you could tell, like Arnold takes everything very seriously. He really gets into the role and he was friends with Jesse the Body and he had invited him to be in this film as like a two-part film deal. So when Jesse could get away from the WWE contract, you know, he was like, I got this part for you. And he was like really looking out for Jesse the Body, which I thought was cool. And then he didn't, he sold the wrestling aspects of the fighting, right? Like, they did it like pro wrestling style. So if kids were into that at that time, it had that look, but then it also was bloody, and it was like, and I loved the whole shit about Jesse comes in with that stupid suit on, and he was keeping it real. He's like, it's Code of the Gladiators. I was like, yo, that's
that's a song
album title right now. Code of the Gladiators.
Hey, everybody, it's Jamie and Brian checking in here to let you know today's episode is brought to you by fucking good soap. One of the best organic, handmade, DIY, true to the game, American, ass-smelling good soap.
Does can't get more American than fucking good.
Fucking good. And listen, this is not made by some poor bastard who's slaving away in some factory getting a paid a slave wage. This is a real DIY, do-it-yourself American company. Portland, Oregon, one of my favorite places to play, one of my favorite places to get donuts. And, you know, Portland is a foodie town. And they're, you know what? They also smell good as fuck because they got fucking good soap.com repping hard. Hell with the espresso one. Oh my God.
They got cucumber melon. I'm partial to the fuck boy scent. It smells like some sort of, I don't know, just smells good. I also got this, what is it? Pine tar and lavender.
My girl said, you smell like an espresso bean. I said, why? Is that because you want to grind me into dust and fucking
hell yeah, death by
suck all the juice out of me? Wait, that makes no sense. I'll work on that one for the next ad.
Oh no, it fucking makes sense.
Suck all the life, suck the life's force out of me after you grind me into dust. That's like that's a Cannibal Corpse song too. But listen, we're talking about, no, that's pounded into dust. Listen, fuckinggoodsoap.com. Use a promo code JOSTA and save. This is the best $7 I ever spent on a bar of soap. Trust me. Fuckinggoodsoap.com. Follow them on Instagram at fuckinggoodsoap. Stay up to date on all their products and all the new scents. Fuckinggoodsoap.com. Promo code JOSTA. Now back to the show.
If you were a dude that also had a side hustle of being like the guy that they get when they can't get Fabio, then you had no problem getting on American Gladiators, right? Like, Fabio's not available.
Man.
Fabio's not available. What happened? Dude, when Fabio hit the bird, Kirk called me. He's like, did you see what? He's like, did you see what happened to Fabio?
Why did he call you for that?
He calls me for the best shit ever.
That is so unnecessary.
Oh wait. No shit. Was it Fabio or was Randy John hit the burn? It might have been both.
He's the greatest. He's just the greatest.
He's the greatest. Do you know about when he met Steve Gibbs' mom, you know, Linda, who was married to Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees?
No, I don't think I know this one.
Steve must have went in the club. Kingdom of Sorrow was playing in Florida in West Palm. I think it was West Palm. We were playing in Florida, and then Steve had gone in the club, but Linda had come to the bus while Steve was in the club, and she knocked on the door, and Kirk was already, I probably shouldn't say this on the show. Shit. No, I can edit it. So Kirk was like, oh my God, Linda, you're beautiful. Come on the bus. Oh my God, it's so good to see you. He's like literally like helping her up. You know how he gets? Like, he gets all delicate and he's like,
no,
but he still is like, he's basically a silverback gorilla. So there's like no, like, and you could just see like, because I was coming up as she was going on the bus. So I was actually coming up and was like, hey, leave the door open. And all I saw was that paw, like that gorilla paw on like her lower back. Like, yo, it's Steve's mom. Like, don't do that. Right. So then And but he was fine. He was totally respectful. He was being so lovely. And his sister was there, and her, some of her friends were there. So we were all hanging out on the bus. And I was like, oh, nice to meet you. You know, whenever Steve's great, blah, blah, blah. We're taking good care of him. Oh, thank you. Cool. So then she's like, well, I'm going to go in and find him. Right. So she goes in to find him. He puts her in like a nice box so she can watch the show. Meanwhile, we're opening for Gwar. So we're like, dude, you can't have your mom watch Gwar.
No.
I was like, I wasn't filling in for Gwar then, I think, but I was like watching to see what they had to do, because they were like, you got to rip, you know, Hillary's tits off and spray it in the crowd. I'm like, dude, you don't want your mom to see this. So he comes back to the bus alone. Now I'm in the galley and Kirk's in the front, and he comes on the bus and he's like, oh, I heard you saw my mom. And he goes, fool, I'm your stepfather. He goes, I'm your stepfather now, or whatever, dude. We laughed. Oh my god, it was all right. Anyways, back to the Running Man. So, Sub-Zero, obviously, he doesn't make it, right? So, and this is a big deal. The tide starts to turn, dude. What about Sweaty White? That because they couldn't get Betty White to interview.
Sweaty.
Right? Because he's like, you could tell, like, she's always there. She's like a regular on the show. And Richard's like, his character's like, yeah, so who are you voting for? Also, why is Carlos Santana taking the bets from the people? Like,
hey, man, the 80s were rough on those artists, man.
Hard times, man. Hard times.
They didn't want to hear him with the synthesizer in 1986.
How do they get their money back? Like, how do you know who gave you what? Was there betting slips?
It's just people throwing small piles of money, like just hurling them.
You're just outside. They're just,
yeah.
We're outside betting. It made no sense whatsoever.
Who gave you all that money? Oh, the dirty guy with the shitty clothes. Like, that was, you couldn't even notice who they were.
Yeah. Why weren't they in like the arena watching on like the, you know, like when we were, I don't know if you guys ever did this, but when we were kids, like we would go watch like the Tyson fight at the arena. It was called, not closed caption. What was it called?
Closed circuit television.
Yeah, closed circuit.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So my dad would take us and we'd go. Sometimes I think you could even watch, like, maybe, I think we might have done it for a WWE pay-per-view one time too.
I did for the very first WrestleMania. I saw closed circuit.
Yes. Yes. Nice. You saw that in Ohio or Connecticut?
Yep, Ohio.
Nice. So they're kind of watching the Running Man stuff on closed circuit, but then like outside where they're betting, I'm like, what is this fucking Ozfest second stage over here? Like who's that? Like, what are they doing?
We're supposed to believe that everybody is obsessed with it, even though they're all completely broke and apparently just live on the street walking around, that they're still just dying to watch this show.
But is there screens out there? I couldn't tell. I tried to rewind it.
There was a big TV out there. And more importantly, I think I was very, very upset that we didn't get to see. There was a poster behind them in their office of other TV shows. And one of the posters was 8 Boat. And I'd like to know what that is. Because that sounds great.
Oh, because Richard Dawson was on Love Boat.
I just saw Hate Boat right behind the guy when he was pitching, and I'm like, what is that?
That's the new side project featuring members of Hate and Ailstorm or fucking who? I don't know. It's just Hate like Boat. Yacht Rock, but hard. It's like Michael McDonald singing for Hate Breed.
I love it.
Right, because taking it to the streets, that's hard. Those lyrics are hard.
Right? Sung in pure falsetto. Yeah, sung in falsetto. Hard.
Yeah. You don't know me, but I know how. Word. What? So Buzzsaw, he mortally wounds Laughlin, and I was so mad about that. And I was like, this you can't do this. You can't kill off Yaphet. We need him. We need him. He's got to survive. Like, that was a little racist. That was a little racist. Yeah.
He was
didn't matter as much. No, well,
he wasn't, but he was, surprisingly though, wasn't the first one to die.
No.
The other guy got killed by Dynamo first.
Oh, shit. You're right. I forgot. Weiss got killed first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So first he got thrown into that, he got thrown into the little goal and got trapped in there.
Oh my God. I know. What was I calling him? My daughter came down and she was like, what are you watching? I was calling him McLovin. I was like, save McLovin. I was like, that's McLovin's dad. So Richards, then Arnold's character, he bisects Buzzsaw. Partially a bisection, right? And then what was the line there? He's like, he had to split.
He had to split. Come on, that line. I mean, there was no better line.
Yeah,
that was just top notch. That was top notch Arnold right there.
Well, what about when they sent him into the games? What about when Dawson sent him in the games? And all I could
there was
think
a couple
about
rough
was,
ones.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. There were some rough ones for sure. But when Dawson sends him down the thing, I'm like, so basically he's at Great Adventure? What is happening?
I know. They need to throw that's what I wrote that. I'm like, they need to throw this in Disney. That ride looks dope.
And I also love they send you down that chute and then there's all those people waiting there. Like, you think when the show wasn't on, those people would just be climbing up that chute to get the fuck out of that odd prison they live in.
Yeah.
The director did not give the crowd much direction. they did the same thing.
Just live in the game. Just live in the game and don't want to leave. And just be excited for that.
One fucked up thing I read about that location was that it was an abandoned factory for like some carcinogen or something really fucked up, and they went over time there, and then a bunch of the crew got sick. Like, it was not cool. Like, I was like, that is fucked up. Like, nobody tested it or tested the soil or whatever. So I actually went down a little bit of a rabbit hole with that, because that's happened a bunch of times, like on John Wayne movies, on some 70s and 80s movies, where they get this location super cheap, but it's like either totally condemned or it was previously like a fucked up location.
I'm not laughing at the people who had to suffer from that, but good Lord.
I was like, damn, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it is.
But it did look pretty fucking cool. It was a cool location. Like, if you were a scout, you might choose that, you know, that or you might just see that place and go, hey, I want to name my band after this, like Dino did. So whatever racism that was there when they killed off Yaphet Kotto, they redeemed themselves by making Jim Brown like this key character.
Was that Fireball?
It might have been the worst character.
was he Fireball? Was that what it was? Fireball?
Yeah, that was him.
Fireball, aka Urban Boba Fett. Like, come on, you know that George Lucas wanted to send a cease and desist as soon as he saw that jetpack.
He died so fast, he was like, yeah, we're good.
Also, when he pulled out the flamethrower, I was like, okay, perfect sense. You know, like the ripple effect that mainstream culture has on the world, especially a mainstream film like this, is like Jim Brown, no Jim Brown, no Running Man, no Elon Musk. A young Elon Musk, wherever he's from, fucking, I don't know, Luxembourg, where's he from? He saw that and was like, that's it. I need to make flamethrowers.
Oh, yeah. That was the catalyst for everything.
That was okay. It. So I have Tesla stock now. So thank you, Jim Brown. Jim Brown is he's a legend.
Oh, wait, isn't Elon Musk, isn't he from South Africa?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
I think South Africa.
Well, let me tell you about Jim Brown. The dude is a legend. All right. I wish that they gave him a better death, but that was kind of cool how they explained like what happened to the other guys, that they just straight up lied about the other winners, the other runners who won the game. And then, of course, they make her read off the name tags. They make Maria Conchita Alonso. Oh, we didn't even talk about that. How they were like, she was trying to find out Ben Richards' real story, like that he was innocent. And they threw her in the game out of nowhere.
But why would you keep the fake footage right beside the real footage?
Under the headline, edited footage.
Yes. I was hoping they were going to. Did you try to read the other tabs? Was it like JFK? Did they have anything good in there?
No, I didn't see that. I was too busy laughing at how poorly thought out that was.
Dude, I wish that one of the writers or somebody put some other shit on those tabs, like Geraldo's vault, like Al Capone, like real shit. But so she gets in the game, and then they kind of establish that she was, they did, it was kind of saying like, what happens now? Like, okay, like if you don't fight for someone's liberties, like it's going to happen to you too.
And guess, and to get into modern days, she was slut shamed as well for having sex with three people in the year.
Yeah.
That was the best.
Yeah.
She had sex when the voice announcer was like, she had sex with, you know, multiple partners. And I'm like, oh, it's going to say like, you know, she was having orgies. And it's like, in a year, I just started laughing.
Two, sometimes three partners in a year.
this is real dialogue. Like, and none of them were me. I was so bummed. What did she go on to do? And what did she do prior to this movie? And how come I wasn't a full Maria Conchita Alonso super fan?
I have no idea what she did.
I don't know either.
Maybe Brian can look up her IMDb and let us know. So the resistance battle, these ICS security forces, and Mendez kills Dynamo, right?
And then
Richard gets to confront Killian, Richard Dawson's, Arnold's character gets to confront Richard Dawson's character. And then, oh, that was great, right? Like, so yeah, because after Jim, there was four main runners that they killed, right? They could have done more.
Yeah.
They did it so late though. They didn't have time.
Yeah, what do you think the other ones that they could have pitched were, or that they probably pitched? Because they had the Boba Fett, they had the fucking Shocker guy. Who was that supposed to be based off of? What's his face from the MCU that Jamie Foxx played in the Spider-Man movie?
Oh, Electro?
Electro.
I don't know. This seemed way cheesier.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then Buzzsaw was like who? It was like Bam Bam Bigelow meets fucking...
That was a big dude. That was a real big dude.
He was big.
He was in something else too that I know I saw, but I think he was only in one or two big movies. Did you think about who else could have done this movie besides Arnold? And do you know who they were going to get besides Arnold?
I don't. I'm terrified to know now. It's not Gene Simmons, is it?
No.
Oh.
I was supposed to be an Israeli fighter pilot. No, it was Mr. Bean. They were going to get Mr. Bean to.
No.
Can you imagine Mr. Just remake this movie now with Mr. Bean and Arnold?
Just no lines whatsoever when somebody kills someone. Just weird faces.
It's by accident. Like he does something else and then the person gets killed. Like he opens a drawer and like a knife flies out of the drawer and kills the guy. But I just love how the crowd like eventually starts to, you know, cheer for Arnold's character, Ben Richards. And then they gotta get Jesse the Body out of retirement. And he does that whole, you know, Code of the Gladiators line. And then they have all the technology so you don't even have to really kill people. You can just fake it. But yet they're still like they have the technology to just make it CGI and like blood packets. But no, they're actually killing people and giving them the death penalty.
And why wouldn't you get rid of him before showing the video?
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
Yeah, this guy's often all our best people. Well, let's just show he's dead before we take care of him, just in case.
I will say, Jesse Ventura was thick as fuck in this movie.
Yes, he was.
He was bigger than when he was the fucking body. Like, he looked huge in this.
Oh, yeah, when he was in those leotards. Just like, look at him.
And whoever did the wardrobe and the hair and the makeup better have won an Oscar for this. Because every day I search on eBay, Jesse the Body wig from Running Man prop. Somebody has it, and it's priceless.
he was looking pretty smooth. He was giving off Homelander vibes.
Dude, I watched multiple Jesse the Body interviews today in regards to this film, hoping someone was gonna ask about the hair. And I just pictured that either all these interviewers are just idiots who wouldn't ask about the most important aspect of the character. Or his publicist was like, we don't talk about the fucking hair.
Might have happened.
Because Charlie and I were talking about this at the studio before. It was like, Hulk made it okay to be bald. But yet in this movie, Jesse couldn't be bald. He had to have that wig, right? But in real life at that time already, Hulk Hogan was telling people, you can be bald and be proud of yourself. So think about this. No Statham. Without Hulk, no Statham.
True.
No Rock. No Dana White.
Yeah.
Who's another powerful, bald person?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Exactly. So,
Howard Jones. Roads,
all roads lead back to Yaphet Kotto, Jim Brown, Hulk Hogan,
Fixation.
Who?
Fixation on the Darkness again.
So after they fake Jesse the Body's character killing Arnold, which who was that? Did they just CGI it onto another guy's face?
Like, no, they flipped each other around because Arnold killed him, and then they CGI'd it the other way.
Right. Okay. Then he gets to Killian and gets his revenge. What was he shoots him down. Now all of a sudden the ride goes, it's aimed differently. Like, did they explain why that went through the billboard and not into the regular spot?
No, because Hollywood, that's why.
Because he was fired, Jamie. He was fired.
Also, why fired. Did it explode? How do billboards explode like that?
Yeah. It was like it was.
You've never
seen
a billboard explode?
I mean, that explosion was crazy.
What? They really missed the opportunity of a lifetime to include some sort of Survey Says restaurant reference.
They could have thrown so many family feud jokes in.
There must have been a thing involved that you couldn't say them or something, because it was very odd they didn't use any little rib towards Family Feud.
Yeah, you're right. There probably was some sort of contract saying we don't approve of the subject matter of this film. We're a family show.
Yeah, R-rated movie.
Good point.
Well, again, his acting, top-notch. He was the best actor in the movie.
Oh, 100%. He killed it.
For sure. I loved his performance. I do think that Arnold's performance in this was a little better than Commando. Like, you could tell he was really getting his sea legs underneath him. I loved he grew the beard out. You know, he's like, listen, I want to grow the beard out, and I have to carry the fucking beam. I can carry the log in Commando. Now I got to carry the beam.
I'm like, he's got a metal log. I'm like, what is going on?
By the way, who's going to carry the log? Shirts are in production right now. We will have those very soon.
I love it.
I will say, Arnold looked cool as shit with a beard. How did not make it into any other movie of his? Like, it was insane. Like, I was like, this guy looks, I forgot he looks cool as shit with a beard. Like, how did this not make, like, no other movies?
Yeah, I think he's allergic to body hair. That's not happening.
You know, in searching this movie, everything for this other Running Man thing comes up. It was driving me crazy trying to find various different old interviews and articles, because I guess it also became a show in Korea, which was like wildly popular.
It was a different idea, right?
Yes, for sure.
Not criminals.
It was just people on the street they were hunting.
One of the let's see here. So I guess Arnold used the Running Man in his governor campaign. Did you know that? Like, he had buses wrapped. His bus was called the Running Man, like his tour bus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it says here, the Running Man was inspiration for the American Gladiators, which became a massive hit and saw gladiator shows pop up around the world, with the UK's being especially popular. It also inspired a hit video game. And the video game was released around the same time on platforms like Atari ST, but we're talking about Smash TV, which saw contestants thrust into a game show arena facing enemies.
With Utoid Man. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, check out Arnold's bus. You know some crazy. Listen, not just the housekeeper was you know, enjoying the Running Man, okay?
Oh, man.
Well, have you seen his son from The Housekeeper? Like, he's jacked. Like,
he got the genes. The other kids did not get the gene, but that kid did.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Dude, Arnold, seriously, think about this. Arnold is so forward thinking and so amazing. All right, we won't go there. But anyways, so listen. There was issues finding a director for this. Did you know that they went through several directors, with Paul Michael Glazer actually being the fifth person officially hired to direct
there
the film?
Is.
Yeah, look at Arnold's kid.
Oh my god,
those are the biceps.
22,
whole life ahead of him. He's gonna slay. He's gonna get out there and slay the day. Out of the four directors, out of the first four directors who were hired, George P. Cosmatos, Ferdinand Fairfax, and Andrew Davis were all fired for taking the film in the wrong direction and not directing it in a way that Rob Cohen liked. And Carl Schenkel turned down the opportunity. Rob Cohen, of course, went on to do XXX, Fast and the Furious. Also, what was the one where Sean Connery was a dragon? What was that? Do you remember?
Oh, no, let's not talk about that, please.
Dragonheart. Dragonheart, which also sounds like a band we would have to go before on a European festival stage. And we're like, why? Who are they? And then it's like they just show up and it's just huge and there's pyro and there's fucking stage props.
I can't wait till next year.
They're from Germany.
Yeah, they are absolutely.
Yours is Dragon Force. Ours is Dragon Heart. But someone did recently write the show and was like, yo, why, how come you haven't done Dragon Force and Dragon Lord, which is Testament? Eric from Testament. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I looked up the Hate Boat. Yeah, in Killian's office, we briefly see a poster for the made-up TV show Hate Boat. This is a nod to the fact that actor Richard Dawson appeared on TV's Love Boat.
I'd like to see that show as a sequel.
The Hate Boat. I love it. They should have had just fake movies all over the place. That would have just made that so good.
I think, was there only one commercial, that one when the guy was climbing up the rope for money? Was it the only other game show we saw?
I think so. And that was the other thing, too. That made no sense. What was that game?
Dude, Hate Boat has to be the Michael McDonald singing Hate Breed songs. I will be heard.
Hear that, or it's Little Yachty singing Hate Breed stuff.
The Running Man game show seen in the film took inspiration from a real Japanese quiz show called Trans-American Ultra Quiz from the early 80s, that's like when you just all of a sudden you're like Madonna, like just it's all of a sudden she has a British accent. Does that mean she's trans American?
What is that?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yes. And the contestants were basically tortured, and the one who lasted the longest would win.
Oh, Jesus.
And where was the show?
It was in Japan. It was a quiz show in the 80s, Trans-American Ultra Quiz, bro.
Oh, that's amazing.
T-A-U-Q. T-A-U-Q, bro. Talk.
My chest hurts because I just left so hard.
Today we're welcoming back IP Vanish to the show. Really happy to have them as a sponsor. If you're asking, what is IP Vanish? I will tell you, IP Vanish is a virtual private network, a VPN for short. A VPN is a super important tool that helps you safely browse the internet. You can use a VPN on your computers, tablets, phones, even things like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. When you use a VPN, all your data is encrypted. So what you're reading, what you're searching, what you're watching, whatever it is you're doing is private. And that's a big deal right now because we're entering the technocracy. Listen, that's important because what you're doing on the internet is your business and it's not my business, no one else's business. It's yours and yours alone. All right, Buster? IP Vanish helps you remain anonymous and secure on the internet. IP Vanish is just $3.49 a month. That's $3.49, okay? And if you want my 2 cents, that's a good deal. $27.99 a year. You can help protect your online privacy and security. Here's everything you get with IP Vanish. Anonymous IP addresses. This means your personal IP address can't be tracked by anyone on the web. Circumvent any online censorship. IP Vanish has more than 1,500 servers in 70 locations. Get protection when using public Wi-Fi. Remember, with IP Vanish, all your data is encrypted, so no one can snoop on what you're doing. Plus, they have 24/7 support. Email them, chat with them, even call them. They're there to help. So go to ipvanish.com/josta, claim 65% off. That's 65% savings. That's incredible. They have plans starting at just $3.49 a month or $27.99 a year. Big thanks to ipvanish.com. Check out ipvanish.com/josta with a lowercase j. Now back to the show. All right. So I'm going to say on a scale of 1 to 10, this movie is like a 12 of awesomeness. I fully enjoyed it. I will be ordering a Maria Conchita Alonso poster to hang up here somewhere next to the Ray Don Chong poster I ordered. Which, okay, before we go, which posters did you have? Did you have the Cindy Crawford? Did you have the I had the Samantha Fox topless, which I got caught with. That was not, I got in big trouble for that. That was behind the door, behind the closet door.
I had a James Hetfield poster and an Arnold Schwarzenegger poster.
I had Spider-Man and then a horrific Spider-Man I drew myself.
It was like Chunk from Goonies, but Spider-Man.
It just looked like it was made out of knuckles. It just looked so bad.
Oh my God. You didn't have a Christie Brinkley or nothing? Oh, there you go. Spider-Man.
Who stole it?
It's being sold on eBay. Original Howard Jones artwork, 1985.
So bad. It's like that. It was so bad.
Well, two of these guys from this film went on to be governors, right? Arnold became governor of California from 2003 to 2011. And yep. And Jesse the Body, right? He was
Minnesota.
Governor of Minnesota with the Reform Party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, so yeah, he won the election, served from 1999 until 2003, but chose not to seek re-election. Yeah, and it's too bad that it's too bad that Maria Conchito Alonso didn't run for office, because she would have got my vote.
You were not letting that down.
Imagine if she hears this and we like, and she DMs me on Instagram and she's like, oh, "How old would she be now?" Just a cougar.
She probably looks 10 days older than this movie.
Dude, one time I traded DMs with her. Actually, we'll probably have to edit this out. you know her. You remember her. She was the one fired from Growing Pains. Kirk Cameron got her fired for posing in Playboy.
Oh, nice.
I remember that.
Yeah, we were trading DMs once, and I was like, oh, my God, I remember her. Like, think about how crazy that is now. Like, you got fired from a mainstream TV show for being in Playboy.
Yep.
Now that's how you get on the show.
Yeah. Now you've got to have an OnlyFans, like, to just even to like, you can't catch a cab in New York if you don't have an OnlyFans. All right. So before we get out of here, let's go to Patreon. Any questions, comments about the movie? Who watched it? Did you guys all watch it? Let's see who we got in here. Now he's Jesse the Mind Ventura. I like that. He used to be the Body. Now he's the Mind. Thanks, Jonathan. Shout out to Brian Underkoffler. Now you get fired for OnlyFans. I've seen this movie a ton of times. Okay,
Jesse let's see. The Mind. Crazy.
I mean, I definitely think you could remake this movie now, and you could totally, like, you could get people from the bodybuilding world, people from the wrestling world, people from the MMA would be great. Like, especially the guys who are retired but still look good and can move good. Like, I'd love to
see Jack to host.
Oh shit, you could get Sajak to host. No, you got to get Mark McGrath, dude. You got to get either.
Come on.
Chuck Woolery, because he's got all the fucking hate right on Twitter. Like,
I'd be okay with that.
I think he's too old, man.
Chuck Woolery's too old.
I think so.
Yeah, probably. But who would be the Arnold character? Like, if you left it up to me, I would make it like either one of these popular WWE guys, but not someone like in super good shape, like. Make it like
why not?
Make him like more of an everyman, like, you know, like Kevin Owens or what's the other guy with like the kind of bob hair? He's really good. What's his name? The
bob hair.
Everybody's saying John Cena. Yeah, they would make John Cena be the Arnold character.
Yeah, John Cena could do it.
He's doing everything.
Is he? Yeah, he's trying to get that Bautista Rock IMDb credits going, right?
Oh, he's getting there.
Let's see who else we got in here.
Who has the Bob?
Yeah, I don't know that.
Who has the Bob? You know him. He's shit. His name's right on the tip of my tongue. He's like, not Moxley, right? He left, but he was in that time with, actually, what's the guy who was like, yes, get him.
Daniel Bryan,
he's good. Shit, who was the guy? Not Kevin Owens. He was like a high flying guy. Not Rob Van Dam, although he was a high flying guy. Rob Van Dam could have pulled this off back in the day. That would have been hard. make him more of like a Snake Plissken type with Rob Van Dam in there.
Well, he's been in a good amount of movies, some direct to video movies and stuff too. He could have worked in this.
Oh yeah, I could totally see Rob Van Dam being in like Universal Soldier 6 or something, right? I bet you there he probably was in a Universal Soldier.
Yeah, that could be. Isn't there like a million of them now?
Because Arlovsky was in one.
He was.
Yeah. But I also thought you could maybe get somebody to play the villain role, like the game show host role, who was also from another movie. Like even Dolph Lundgren could do it. He would be a good game show host.
Yeah.
That dude's mad smart. Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, doesn't he have like a super high IQ? Like he's
He knows like several languages. He's got some crazy degree.
Or like Kirk, you know how Kirk will like mess up the something, like he'll get one of those what's it called when something's named after something but it's like the abbreviation is like letters, like NBA is what, National Basketball Association. What's that called?
An acronym?
Acronym, like Kirk will get that wrong. Like we'd be like, yeah, we heard Dolph. I heard Dolph. I heard Dolph Lundgren's super smart. He's a member of NAMBLA.
It's immediately blowing.
We're like, no, Kirk, Mensa, or what is it? What's the super, like what?
Yeah, Mensa. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Michael, there you go. D single YD, Michael J. White would be great. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, what, I don't understand, like what, why doesn't he get in any of these roles, like of these remakes and stuff? Like what was the last big movie he was in? Batman?
I don't know. I mean, he gets roles, but then I don't know.
Yeah, he had that real bit role in the one with the poor kid who died, who was the Joker. What was that kid's name?
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger, man. He's in that. Michael Jai White's in that one.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Forgot about that.
Man, I was thinking, God, rest in peace, Kimbo. Can you believe I had Kimbo on the podcast and we're showing him Hatebreed mosh pit videos?
That's amazing.
He was the coolest. Like, you could have relaunched this whole franchise with Kimbo as one of the runners or the stalkers. People would have loved it.
Absolutely.
Like, maybe we redo it, but we get all the old school MMA guys in. Like, we get Tank Abbott and we get fucking.
Have you seen Tank? He's looking rough. I don't know.
Uh-oh, is he? What about Hong Man Choi? He could be Sub-Zero. Remember him? Yo, show a picture, Brian. See if you can get a picture of Hong Man Choi fighting a Fedor, and look at the size difference.
He's so big. He is so big.
He has to be a movie star in Korea, or like I think he's Korean. No,
I don't know.
He's that dude. Where, if that dude probably can't even leave the house, like people must just freak out. Look at this.
Holy shit,
he's Asian. Yo. Bigfoot Silva,
dude. Hong Man Choi is that dude. Wow, do you ever see him fight Bob Sapp?
Crazy.
Bob Sapp's in the last Conan, Bob Sapp's in the Conan with Jason Momoa.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, I just watched The Longest Yard. I was just looking about that.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do. All right, let's let the Patreon folks choose the next movie. We're gonna do another one this month since we didn't get one last month. So I really don't want to do Kindergarten Cop, and I know everybody's gonna say now we have to do Kindergarten Cop.
Oh God.
We really should do Conan, but maybe if we did Conan, we break it up and we do the Barbarian, we do the Destroyer, and then we do the Momoa remake, which I did recently watch again, and I didn't think it was as bad as I remember seeing it, like on a plane back when it came out in 2011 or 12. I remember seeing it on a flight, and I just was like, what the hell? But now I watched it, I was like, this, it's really not that bad.
I think that's kind of how I saw it, so I don't remember much detail of it.
I think it was bad timing. I think if Momoa came out and did it now, he's kind of been like publicly accepted. It was a little bit of a rocky road for a lot of Game of Thrones people. But then because he got killed off so early on after time passed, I felt like people are like, okay, he's not just Khal Drogo with lines now or like with dialogue.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas some of the other characters, they just come on and they're like, no, you're Jon Snow. I don't care. You're not Egyptian or whatever. Like, what was that movie he did? Like, it was like Egyptian, but it's all white people. We're like, what is this?
Oh, what was the name of that?
Gods of Egypt.
Gods of Egypt or some shit. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. That was another that was like another middle of the flight movie where it's like the tour manager comes to like check on you. He's like, you're not watching that. I'm like, dude, what else are we going to watch? Like it's a 14-hour flight, but no, that was Jamie Lannister, or maybe they were both in it. And it was like, you can't.
Oh yeah. That was Jamie Lannister.
Oh, you guys remember detail about that movie. Wow.
Yo, if you want to see a hard Jamie Lannister movie though, watch that one where he goes into prison. Did you see that one?
No.
No,
that's the one that I first was like, okay, he's not Jamie Lannister anymore. I'm down. Maybe Brian can check it, look it up. It's like, it's a hard movie.
It's called Shot Caller.
Yeah,
it's about Russian prison. It's fucking badass.
Oh wow,
you saw it?
Yeah, it was on Netflix forever.
Yeah, it was good. And you know what's another one that was pretty surprisingly good and actually really fucking brutal that I was like, whoa, I almost didn't watch it because it was with Vince Vaughn. I was like, I can't take this dude seriously in a serious role. But he did well. It was like Cell Block. Now I'm totally going blank. Sorry, but it's Vince Vaughn.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that movie was good.
I forget what it is. Cell Block or
Cell Block 99.
Cell Block 99. It was hard. I couldn't believe it was brutal.
Yeah, didn't he like shave his head for it or something like that?
Yes. Yes. Now, of course, I just spilled this whole fucking water on me. All right. what's going to be for the next movie? Let's see who we got here. Is it going to be Conan? Is it going to be. I keep getting people emailing me about Cyborg for JCVD. We never did Cyborg.
We didn't do Cyborg?
No, and well, we didn't do Lionheart. Do it, right? We didn't do Lionheart either.
I thought we did.
Gosh.
No, I think we were going to watch. I think we might have
talked about it.
And we might have watched it too, and then we just didn't schedule a podcast.
Well, maybe we got to do Lionheart because that's you always talk about Lionheart. I think that's why you were weary about doing it because you always were going back to Lionheart as like your standard for JCBD. And you were like a little weary about going back with now eyes and watching it.
Well, I found maybe Brian can pull up a still of JCVD from the movie Lionheart, because I found a thing I was going to do for the YouTube back when I had been like, when was first episode of How Awesome Is This? It had to be 2 years ago, 3 years ago, maybe.
Something
like that.
Okay. So I had been trading messages with Theo Vaughn and I wanted to get, okay. So no, maybe it was around Double Impact when we did Double Impact. But I was trying to get Theo Vaughn on the podcast and I wanted to do a segment with him about the best mullets and like the top 10 mullets. And I had like Randy Johnson. And then I also reached out to Randy Johnson because I thought if I can't get Theo, I'll get Randy, because that would be great to have him. We watch a movie with someone with a mullet, whether it's Roadhouse or maybe it was Double Impact, right?
Did he have the mullet? Gosh.
One of them had the mullet in Double Impact, or is that
ever? Yeah, I believe so.
And then recently, and I must have talked about it somewhere, or maybe I tweet. No, I think I tweeted about it, and I think Riff Raff and Theo are in the thread, because I was going to put Riff Raff in the top 10 mullets. And then so people were sending me other mullets, and some of them were movie mullets, obviously, like Joe Dirt and stuff. But Arnold's never had a mullet, right? Arnold's never had a mullet.
No.
No.
Yeah. So I think
JCVD, the same hair.
Who? What other action star has had a mullet besides JCVD? I mean, that's a feather in his cap. No.
Chuck Norris, kind of.
Oh yeah. Shit. Okay. All right. Well, anybody want to send me suggestions? I am going to try to get, well, shit, I can't do it now with Lionheart, cause he's got the slick back hair.
Someone said Brian Bosworth. I remember his terrible movie.
That's one we have to watch.
Wow. Whoa.
I saw it in the theaters.
Bosworth's movie.
I don't know it.
Why?
Oh, what is that movie? Wow.
You're missing out. You are missing out.
Maybe I do know it, but it's not ringing any bells.
Oh, wow. That movie is so bad.
Brian Bosworth.
He goes undercover. He goes undercover inside like a motorcycle gang, if I believe. Why do I remember this?
Brian, please pull up the movie cover for the Brian Bosworth movie. There it is. Whoa, he's been in multiple movies.
Oh yeah, he definitely did. What? God, was it Back in Business?
Midnight Heat?
No. It was whatever his. Was it Stone?
He's only 55.
Yeah, whatever the first one was.
Dude, click on Midnight Heat. I'm watching that tonight.
So many Bosworth movies.
iTunes is going to get my $3.99 for Midnight Heat. 1996? No, it was before that. It was like 92. Can you go to his IMDb? Oh, we have to watch that one. Why wasn't there any, like, besides Statham and The Rock, how come there hasn't been another, like, real breakout action star? Like, who else could be the action star of the last, I don't know, 10 years? 5 years?
It was just The Rock.
Yeah.
That's it, really? Rock
and Statham, yeah. That's pretty much it.
It's going to be Stone Cold is the movie you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Stone Cold. Oh. Dude,
look at that mullet.
My Mississippi biker gang. Yep, that's the one.
That's what we have to watch for the next episode.
Now, you know, I saw it when it came out and then never saw it again. Why do I remember anything about that?
Dude, I remember this dude that I knew, he tricked me into seeing it. He was like, dude, he fights Bo Jackson in it. I swear to God, he fights Bo Jackson. There's a big fight scene at the end, and I'm like, there's no way, because weren't they like real, like rivals in real life, like when they were playing football or something?
Oh, I don't remember.
You don't remember? All right, well,
no, I don't remember that.
Anyways, I don't think he fights Bo Jackson in the movie.
So, are we watching Stone Cold?
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I guess Arnold and Jean-Claude get a breather.
Yeah. And then someone reach out to Brian Bosworth and see if he'll do the podcast. He's got to be on Instagram. Isn't his daughter like a total smoke show? We probably shouldn't say that on the show.
Have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, if we want to have him on, we should probably avoid
saying, but let's put an ixnay on that.
All right, we got a lot of edits here, Brian, but thank you. And thank you, everybody. Thank you, Jared and Crystal. Thank you, Brian Underkoffler, John Mettis, Tony Gomez, Ryan Levson,
Single YD. Who else we got in here? I think that's everybody. We appreciate you joining us. Howard, where can they find you? What do you got coming up?
Hey, it's a new year. I've got Light the Torch is coming out. There will be news soon. I'm stoked.
Can't wait to hear it. And I can't wait to see you in that Brian Bosworth earring.
Let's make it happen. Let's do the dangle.
Let's Charlie, do it. What do you got? What do you got? Where can they find you? What do you got coming up?
Well, as you know, we're just continually writing rippers for D. We just did one fucking today. That's oh boy, it's a fucking ripper.
Dude, that one came out great. I texted it to Butch Walker. I was going back and forth with Butch Walker when I got home. Shout out to Butch. We got to get Butch on the show. We got to, maybe Butch will watch Stone Cold with us. But we only talk about Wasp, and we only send Wasp memes, like anything Chris Holmes, Blackie Lawless. And dude, this one that he sent me tonight is so ruthless. Another one I probably shouldn't say on the show that we'll just have Brian edit out, but it's Blackie Lawless, and it's a picture of him. It says Blackie Lawless looks like Amy Schumer cosplaying as Ozzy Osbourne. Oh my god. And when you see it, it's like when you see the photo, it's like, wow. I hope we're gonna edit that out, because I don't want Butch to get mad at me, but he's the best. Anyways, so I played him the song Charlie, and he said, dude, this is fucking badass. He said D's gonna fucking crush this track. I was like, this is like a ripper. So he was loving it. I was gonna ask him too, because he produced Animosity. I think he produced Seven Dust Animosity, and that they're doing a live stream January 8th.
Oh, that's right.
Order. Yeah, they're gonna play the whole album back to front to back, so I gotta order that. But so that'd be cool to get him on the podcast to talk about that too, because I don't think we talked about that the last time he was on. But yeah, well, I'll ask him. Stone Cold, you know, if he's a Brian Bosworth fan. And...
Yeah. I can't believe this is happening. Oh man.
I mean, you could, hey, it's up to you guys. You could say no now. If you wanted to do
No, we gotta do it. Nah, I saw that poster. It's too perfect.
Yeah, we're too deep now. It's on.
All right. Brian's gotta watch it too. Brian, where could they find you, and what do you got coming up?
B McKay is right everywhere. You know what it is. Gas Digital, use promo code JASTA for 15-day free trial.
Do it up. Yeah. Check out all the other shows. And that's it, everybody. Have a great night, and we will be back. I guess we'll schedule it for next week. Everybody go rent Stone Cold starring Brian Bosworth.
Oh,
and we'll
gosh.
Apologize now, and I will get that earring. You know what? This hole where the earring was when I had it when I was like 12, I squeezed the shit out of it the other day, and it's probably been in there for like 25 years. Dude, it smelled so bad. And it came out like, you ever watch Dr. Pimple Popper?
Oh no.
Oh Christ.
Dude, it came out like fucking Easy Cheese out of the old earring hole from literally like 92 when I watched this movie Running Man in theaters.
You're gross.
All right. That's it, everybody. I love you all. Thank you all. Thanks, everybody from Patreon. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Howard. Thank you, Charlie.
Later, man.
We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Produced by Brian McKay. Executive producers Jake Olszewski, Ben Lee, AJ Lewis, Garrett Keeping, Adam Amico, Dan Smith, Nick Torito, JJ Hernandez, Joe Bartovic, Jason Jarvis, Chris Larice, Alex Smolin, Vivek Pawar, Todd McKee, John Blewett, Bill Gussler, Let's Talk Resident Evil, Jesse DeGroote, Richard Miller, Kyle Marg, Nate Leffingwell, Josh Lipinski, Morgan Costner, Mark Tagg, Zapagor Waikato, Niall Scollard, Kathy D'Ambrosio, Justin Steven, Jack Flanders, the Pit Commander, Andy Wilson, Jeffrey Kuhn, Kimo Humalamaki, Jonathan Metis, Brandon Cooper, Matthew Hall, Matthew Jankowskis, Jason Rary, Jamie Kutcher,
Brian Undercoughlin, Lee Walker, Matthew Thompson, Matt West, Ryan Maurice, Chad Green, Dustin Stone, Dallas Hendricks, Jacob Ahrensberg, Kenneth Moore, Kona Butterflies, Stephen Helm, Richard McIntosh, Josh Morin, Jeremy Jordan, Jeff Stevenson.
Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the movie podcast. How awesome is this? If you did, and if we can keep having awesome subscribers, donations, sponsors, and so much more, we will start putting this out on a regular basis. But right now, you can get it. You can get the audio at patreon.com/Jasta. You can get the audio and the video at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use a promo code Jasta for your 30-day trial. And we got so many other awesome podcasts. Brian, what is your recommendations right now for Gas Digital subs to be?
So we got some funny ass shows that on the network. We have a new show hosted by Zach Amico and Ian Fidance called Bye Guys. That's the theme of the show.
Oh, that must be a riot.
Oh my God. It makes me roll every time I watch it. Vinny Pastore was just on the SDR show, and that is not an episode to miss. Oh my God, this dude gives it to Ralph so hard for an hour. Just shits on him for the whole hour.
Vinny Pastore?
Yeah. Big from, pussy.
From Sopranos?
Yeah.
No just, way.
Just digs into Ralph for an hour. Just shits on him. It's maybe one of the funniest episodes of SDR I've ever seen.
Is he the one who had the sauce and he used to like run a comedy club and stuff?
Yeah. Ralph brings up the sauce and he goes, "Yeah, the sauce didn't really work out. Let's talk about something else." It's just so funny, dude.
Now, if you had the sauce still, is it still good? Like, what does sauce go bad if you don't open it?
Yes.
Even if you don't open it, it doesn't have like a shelf like canned.
I mean, it does for a while, but like, I would imagine not more than a few months, right? Maybe a year if you pump it all full of some sorts of shit, but
I had a jar of Mark Ramone like sauce. I don't know what I did with it, but I need to get some sauce. And I've been looking for someone to collab with some sauce for Jasta Pasta for the stuff coming up later in the year, because we're going to do a Thanksgiving pasta and we're going to do a Christmas pasta, maybe a corpse grinder cannelloni or whatever. We're thinking of, you know, we're still got to do Randy's Rotini or Randy's Rigatoni
sauce.
Who?
I know a comic who makes sauce.
All right. We might have to talk about collabing on a sauce. Speaking of collabs, rebel8.com promo code JJ20 is the place to go to, but you're too late, Buster. If you want the Slayer, Slipknot, Terror, Rancid, all those collabs, they sells out quick, but all the dope streetwear for spring and summer is available now, but you got to get your size before it sells out. So if you wear medium, large, small, or especially the 2X stuff, which I know some bigger guys that rock the Rebel 8 2X. It makes them look nice and slim. It fits nice. The cuts are nice. Rebel8.com, promo code JJ20 to save 20% off. We might have to do some sort of Arnold-related Running Man shirt for IndieMerchStore.com. Right now, if you like the last movie podcast with Commando, we got Who's Gonna Carry the Log shirts up at IndieMerchStore.com. Use the promo code Jasta10, or is it Jamie10? No, sorry, Jasta10 at indiemerchstore.com, and then it's Jamie10, Jamey, at cameo.com/Jasta. And I am going to be reactivating my Cameo. I didn't know that the text message thing was activated, so then people were paying to text me questions like music advice, consulting, things like that. And I was late on responding to some of them, and some people had gotten upset. Mm-hmm. One girl got real upset, went on our YouTube videos, was talking shit, and I felt really bad. I did not mean to do that. And then some of the ones expired when I was in the process of moving and closing on this other place. And so listen, it's going to be activated for Father's Day. If you want to do a Father's Day shout out, or if you want to do a birthday shout out or anything, cameo.com/Jasta. Nick, you know, my guy, Nick, he's an engineer, producer, co-songwriter, drummer. He's on the new D Snyder, you know, produced the new D Snyder with me. He's going to help me with the Cameo. So I'm not fucking that up. All right. Cameo.com/Jasta, promo code JAMEY10. And who, if you could get one Cameo from anyone, who would it be from? And what would you have them say?
Oh man, put me on the spot. I would probably get like a cameo from Ozzy just saying what up.
That's awesome. And do a like a shout out you could use on your Twitch.
Hell yeah.
Do they let you do that?
Yeah, you can run whatever videos you want. Nobody's going to yell at you. You just can't use copyrighted music on videos on demand.
You'd have to have him say Bri, but say it like he does on Crazy Train. So it's like na 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 Bri, Bri, Bri. Right? It'd be good. All right, listen, everybody. If you enjoyed today's show, go to patreon.com/Josta. We have an episode coming up with Maddie Matheson. If you're listening to this on Tuesday night or Wednesday, it is June 2nd, 3 p.m. East Coast time, patreon.com/Josta. And we are doing the Beastmaster movie next, patreon.com/Josta.
We got some good guests coming up for, we have some good guests on the hook for How Awesome Is This as well. So,
oh yeah, we got Ian Fidance on the Mortal Kombat episode. That's up now at Gas Digital and at patreon.com/Josta. Also, we have Keith Buckley from Every Time I Die on, and my boy Chauncey CC. He's over that. They were on the Rawhead Rex episode. They didn't even watch the movie, which made it even more hilarious.
So funny. We just had an episode with Hoya. That was a great episode.
Yes, Hoya's going to be on this week. We'll put that out. That's up now for Gas Digital subscribers, and we'll get that out soon. And yeah, it's just been great. We appreciate IndieMerchStore.com. We appreciate IPVanish.com. We appreciate FuckingGoodSoap.com. Use the promo code Josta. I think it's IPVanish.com/Josta. And then
the merch store. IPVanish.com/Josta. Yeah.
Yeah. No code needed for IPVanish, right?
Nope. Just /Josta.
And if you got to, you know, if you got to view the bootleg link for the Triller or whatever it is, I don't know. What is it? What is this? Oh,
yeah,
T Woodley.
Triller. Oh, yeah.
Because you know people are going to try to pirate that with IPVanish.com.
Hell yeah. Yo, Tyron Woodley's going to knock that kid out. Cold.
Yeah, I'm going with T-Wood, but I, you know, I don't want to jinx anything.
T-Wood is not Ben Askren. They are not the same.
Let's do a Fight Buddies episode.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I think we got everybody plugged. Rebel8.com, promo code JJ20. Martyrstore.net, MARTYRSTORE.net. And I am sorry we don't have the D. Snyder pre-orders up yet. You can pre-order it from Napalm Records official. But we will get some D pre-orders up. It's just been insane. There's not enough hours in the day, but we appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Drink your coffee. Do your push-ups. Listen to death metal. And we'll be back with Hoya from Madball. Thank you. Bye-bye.